just to mix quickly, Homeland Security and jobs. Why aren't we putting our retiree, our military retirees on that border or in TSA? Get rid of all these heebie-jobbies they wear at TSA. Well, I've seen them myself.
That's a woman asking Donald Trump a question and calling the traditional Muslim headscarf, the hijab, a heebie-jobby. The anti-Islam tone of Trump's rallies have some American Muslims on edge, and it's not just politics. Amanda Saab is a local Muslim who wears the hijab. She says she feels the resentment in her day-to-day life.
So I was at my local Fred Meyer, which I frequent often as I'm a food blogger, so I shop a lot. And I was in line and talking with the cashier. She was super nice and chatty. And a man came behind us, and he had a rifle rack that he was purchasing. I didn't even know Fred Meyer sold these things, but they sell like a, you know, gun equipment, I suppose, for hunting and that and sport and that sort of thing. And he turned to the man who was behind him now in line and said, "We have to protect ourselves from those people." And it was a tabloid that was talking about the Orlando shooting. And it said, like, ISIS is in your backyard. And the man turned to him and said, "Oh, no, you need to protect ourselves from those people, too." And he made a gesture towards me. And they were.
What was he seeing when he saw you?
Well, I wear the hijab, so I'm very visibly a Muslim woman. And he pointed to me and as if I am something to fear and something that they need to protect themselves with. And that's how I perceived that encounter between the two gentlemen. And I didn't engage them because I didn't feel safe enough to do so in that moment as I was alone. And there was these two men that, you know, like to hunt and shoot and whatever else they like to do and feel like they need to protect themselves from me. So I kind of continued chatting with the cashier and finished up our transaction and left. But it stuck with me that day, and I was very visibly shaken by it. And I shared with my husband, and he's like, "Oh, my goodness, like, wow, this is like in our neighborhood, like in our backyard. People are feeling that they're afraid of you."
What was going through your mind as you were standing in line trying not to engage them? What were you thinking?
Definitely was feeling tons of emotion coming up. Like, how can this be happening? How do people think of me this way? They don't even know me. And I wish they would take the time to get to know me rather than assume things about me.
What do they assume about you? What do you think they're thinking?
Well, just from hearing about from presidential candidates such as Donald Trump, they're assuming that we are somehow un-American or that we are somehow not wanting to be a part of what makes America great, to use his terms, and that there needs to be a shutdown of Muslims coming into America when American Muslims have been here since the founding of this country and have been contributing to the greatness that makes this country so vibrant and loving and welcoming. And it's disheartening to know that we've allowed a presidential candidate to have a platform that's based on hate.
Have you personally noticed any rise in hostility toward you since the Donald Trump candidacy?
Well, absolutely. I think there's a lot more just unspoken tension. It's the body language. It's the stares. It's people not engaging as much as they would before. I'm pretty friendly, I'd like to think. So when I see someone down the street, we make eye contact, I say hello. That's just my natural response. You smile and wave, and I guess that's the Midwesterner in me. And you see a lot more people not willing to interact with that. However, there are also some really positive things that come out of this where people go out of their way to let me know that, hey, you're really cool. I appreciate that you're here in America and are contributing every day. So I like to hold on to those moments more than the Fred Meyer incident.
I'll ask you something that someone on the street might wonder. Why are you wearing that headscarf?
Yeah, so the headscarf to me is my devotion to God, and I'm putting my faith and belief ahead of societal standards of beauty, ahead of this norm that women must be outwardly exposed. And it's my way of saying to myself first that God comes first in my life.
And why isn't that internal? What is the purpose of the hijab, of this exterior thing on your head?
Yeah, Muslim women are the flags of Islam. We are proud to be Muslim, and we outwardly practice our faith because we're proud and we're willing to engage with people. This is what I believe, and I'm proud to be who I am. I'm an American, I'm a Muslim, and I contribute every day.
I understand you have friends who will try to hide their hijab when they're in public. Why do they do that? What do you think of that?
So with the increase in hate crimes against Muslims that we've seen in the last year, many Muslim women who wear hijab have felt unsafe, especially if they're in rural areas or places where Muslims are not as prevalent in their communities. Women who wear hijab will sometimes pull a hoodie over their head or wear like a baseball cap or a beanie just to try and conceal so that they can feel safer just going about their day.
What do you think of that?
I think that's really disheartening, and it should dishearten all Americans, because if any American is afraid to go out in their own skin, that's a problem. That challenges all of our American values. That challenges all of our freedoms. And we all must stand up and say, we stand for everyone being who they are, being able to express who they are in a way that they would like and can feel comfortable and free to go out into the world as they choose.
I've done a clunky white guy version of trying to make someone feel accepted, someone who didn't ask it of me at all. I just, you know, I was in a line and it was someone helping me. I don't even remember where I was now. And I said, oh, I like your headscarf. You know, just, I don't know if that's patronizing, awkward, unwanted, or what. But what else can I do?
I appreciate that. But what else can you do? I think it's taking the time to actually build relationships with your Muslim neighbors and engaging with them and actually understanding what they believe and why they believe it. And my husband and I have started Dinner with Your Muslim Neighbor and welcome people into our home to ask these questions. It's a safe, judge-free environment, and I'm making a delicious meal for us to enjoy. So let's talk about the really difficult things so that you can really understand what I believe and why I believe it. And I think that goes so much farther than me just talking about things on social media.
You know, there were people in that Fred Meyer who were around you. They probably heard these guys refer to you that way. And no one said anything, right?
Right.
What would you have wanted, if anything, for a bystander? So I'm thinking of our listeners, too. What would you want of the rest of us?
Right. I think in an ideal world, I would want for someone to speak up against anything like that, speak up against intolerance. And as we know, the famous Desmond Tutu quote, in a time of injustice, if you are silent, you're choosing the side of the oppressor. So even on a very, very micro level, if we're allowing hate and just unkindness as humans towards one another, then we should stand up and say something.
What would you want someone in the Fred Meyer to say to those guys buying the gun rack? And couldn't that get violent or escalate?
It could, but I think if you address it in a way, hey, you don't know her, you can't say that, you can't make assumptions about people, just like we're not going to make assumptions about you and what type of person you are. So let's just be kind. I mean, you know, we're all here just doing our thing, buying our groceries.
What do you most want someone to know about you?
I'm just like you. I have the same hopes and dreams for our future, to have a successful life for my family and for our future children when we get to that point in our lives, and to just have that American dream.
Amanda Saab lives in Renton. She's a social worker and a food blogger. She and her husband are hosting events called Dinner with Your Muslim Neighbor, and we're tweeting out a link to that if you want to know more. Join us on Twitter at KUOW.